the Centre for Family Research, where I'm working, is part of the psychology department at the university. So I'm coming at parenting mainly from a psychology point of view, but I've also worked as a parliamentary researcher, so I'm interested in the policy side as well. I'm currently working on a two-year ESRC-funded project, which is looking at the long-term psychological health and experiences of surrogate mothers and their families. And it's some of the preliminary findings from this study that I'm going to talk about today. And you'll see that some of the areas that our study touches on are things that have already been raised by Petra and Jennifer, so thinking about how we define families and how important are genetic relationships and disclosure and all these kind of exciting issues. So just to give you an overview of surrogacy involves a woman carrying and giving birth to a child for a couple with the intention of handing the child over to the couple who will become the child's legal parents. And in the UK, there are two types of surrogacy that are practiced. There's gestational surrogacy, where the surrogate gestates the couple's embryo and she becomes pregnant through IVF. And there's also genetic surrogacy, which is where the surrogate donates her own egg, so she's the genetic mother of the child. There aren't any official statistics on the prevalence of surrogacy, unfortunately. We think there's about 100 surrogacy births a year in the UK, between 1,000 and 1,400 in the USA. But it is becoming increasingly popular. And since April, it's also been possible for same-sex couples in the UK to use surrogacy as a means to parenthood, and this is also thought to be an increasingly popular option. There's been fairly wide media coverage in the last couple of years as well. You'll have seen celebrities using surrogacy to start their families. I believe there's also a surrogacy story on Coronation Street. And although the number of couples turning to surrogacy is thought to be growing, little's actually known about how the surrogacy process affects the surrogate mother herself, and nothing's known about the effects on her own family. And so there have been concerns about whether surrogacy affects the surrogate's own children at the time of the pregnancy or afterwards once the baby's been handed over. It's also not known whether taking part in surrogacy affects the relationships within the family, given the added demands on the surrogate's time, possible side effects from IVF medication, and also the emotional investment of the family in the surrogacy process. So we don't know if it affects surrogates' ability to parent their own children. And also we don't know what the effects on the surrogate's children might be of having potentially genetic half-siblings that they may or may not see, and whether they're actually able to manage this new type of relationship. So our study is looking at addressing some of these issues. Our current study that I'm working on just now is a follow-up study of 34 surrogates who were originally interviewed between 2000 and 2002, all within a year of giving birth to a surrogacy child. And we're now interviewing them again, and we're also interviewing their partners and their children to try and find out about their experiences of surrogacy, how they view its impact on them, how they view its impact on their families. And we're also interested in seeing whether the outcomes for these families vary depending on the type of surrogacy they've been involved in. So whether the outcomes vary depending on whether they're genetically related to the child or not. So our sample so far is of 32 surrogates. Of these, 11 were genetic surrogates, 14 were gestational, and 7 had actually completed both types of surrogacy arrangements. Most of our surrogates had met their couples through surrogacy organisations, and most had completed more than one surrogacy. 30 had their own children at the time of the surrogacy. We also interviewed 10 partners who'd been living with the surrogate at the time of the surrogacy and 34 children who were between 12 and 25 at the time of interview and between 2 and 15 at the time of the first surrogate pregnancy. So that's a lot of numbers I'm throwing at you. We recruited our surrogates from the first phase of the study. We're also trying to recruit additional participants who gave birth around the same time. We visited all the participants at home, we used in-depth semi-structured interviews to collect data, and we also asked participants to complete questionnaires which assess their psychological health and their family functioning. So we asked all the surrogates' children and partners about their views on surrogacy in general and found that the majority gave positive responses. We also asked children more specifically how they felt about their mum being a surrogate, and again the majority of children viewed this in a positive light. So one child said, "I think it's amazing. It's difficult for a woman to give away a child that she's given birth to, and I just think it's fantastic that my mum can and can make people so happy." We found in the study that the extent to which families actually felt involved in the surrogacy process varied greatly. So some believed that the surrogacy process was the surrogate's concern, it was kept very separate from family life. One child says she keeps it separate from us, it doesn't really affect us, it's just family with a bump. And other families saw surrogacy as something that the whole family was involved in. They might choose their couples together, they were emotionally invested in the process, they socialised with other surrogates' families. One partner said, we talk about it together as a couple, we are a couple, we do things as a couple, and surrogacy is one of the things we do as a couple. Surrogates were also asked whether they thought that being a surrogate had affected their relationship with their own children in any way. The majority, 60%, didn't believe that the relationship had been affected. One wasn't sure, and the remaining 37% believed that it had. And of those who believed that the relationship had been affected, 91% thought that this effect had been positive. So they talked to us about things like feeling closer to their own children, valuing their own children more as a result of the surrogacy, and also talked about appreciating how easy they've been able to have children themselves. One surrogate said, I think it's made me realise that I'd never take them for granted. I feel very fortunate I could just make the decision to have children and they came. They're more precious to me than I think before I became a surrogate. And we found similar results from the partner's perspective. 80% thought that the surrogacy had had no effect on their family at the time. 70% thought it hadn't affected their family since. Half of the partners thought that surrogacy had affected their relationship with the surrogate, but 80% again saw this change as positive. And the majority, 90%, said that being involved in surrogacy had not changed how they viewed the surrogate and hadn't affected their relationship with their children. And surrogates' children shared this view. We asked the children over 18, there were 15 children over 18, whether they thought that surrogacy had affected their relationship with their mum, and the majority thought that it had had no effect. The children were also asked whether being involved in surrogacy changed how they viewed their mum, and 60% said it hadn't, 40% said that it had. And all of those who said that it had changed how they viewed her talked about things like seeing her as a braver person or a stronger person because of the surrogacy, so they saw the changes in a positive light. One child said, it makes me think of her. I know it's a hard thing for a woman to go through to be pregnant, so to do it for somebody else and not get anything at the end of it, apart from a good feeling, then it's a brave thing to do. It's one of the best things you can do for somebody. And the majority of children also didn't feel that the surrogacy had affected their family at the time or since the surrogacy. We also looked at how the families were functioning more generally, and the interview data and our questionnaire data suggest that the surrogates' families were functioning really well. The majority of surrogates' partners and children gave us a positive assessment of family life. They had high levels of enjoyment of family life. And the children also felt that their mother was very available for them when they needed her. So these were very open families. This was supported by the questionnaire measure that we used, which was FAM3, if anyone's familiar with that. It's a standardised questionnaire that we use to measure family functioning. It enables us to compare their family scores to average scores from the general population. And the mean scores for the surrogates, partners and the children suggested better than average family functioning. Another aspect that we looked at in the study was how the surrogate's family view their relationship to the surrogacy child. So in terms of thinking about parenting, it's worth noting that surrogates didn't view the surrogacy child as their own child, and they didn't see themselves as the child's mother. And this was actually irrespective of whether or not they were genetically related to the child, and it was also irrespective of the closeness of the relationship they had with the child. Surrogates drew a distinction between how they felt for their own children and how they felt for the surrogacy child. And those who did have a continuing relationship with the surrogacy child stressed that their feelings weren't maternal feelings. Surrogates said that right from the beginning of the surrogacy arrangement, they hadn't thought of their child as their own child. They thought of the child as the couple's child, and this had stayed constant over time. And the type of language that they were using in the interviews emphasised this sort of transitory nature of their role in the child's creations. They talked about things like looking after the baby, keeping the baby warm, giving the baby back to its parents. And there was one quite nice metaphor that one surrogate used. She said, I was only ever going to be a hotel for the baby. I was never going to be anything other than first class accommodation. And this sort of emphasis on the importance of social motherhood over genetic or gestational motherhood was also echoed by some of the surrogate's children. One of them said to me, at the end of the day, your mum's somebody who picks you up and gives you dinner and gives you kisses when you're not feeling well, and she's there for that. It's not my mum. We also asked the children how they referred to the surrogacy child when they talked about him or her, and we were trying to get an idea of how they view and define that relationship. And their responses, I've put in the two lists here, so you have responses from children involved with gestational surrogacy and genetic surrogacy on the other side. And this seemed particularly interesting, firstly because of the variety of ways that the children were coming up with to describe the relationship, but also because of some of the similarities. So you have some children describe the surrogacy children as a sibling or a half-sibling or a cousin, irrespective of whether they were actually genetically related to the child or not. And some children who were genetically related to the child didn't view them as half-siblings at all. They referred to them as, you know, the couple's child, mum's friend's children. And we also found that some families were making up their own terms to describe this relationship. So we heard surrogate brother, surrogate sister, tummy sister, suggesting that existing terminology doesn't adequately define this new type of relationship. So in conclusion, our preliminary findings suggest that surrogates and their families are functioning well, surrogates are managing the surrogacy process well within their own families, and the majority of relationships within the family are unaffected. And any changes that were seen as a result of surrogacy were viewed as positive. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so what I thought I might do just very briefly is just sort of